Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. But Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. But Yah is the savior of the world. And we're here to discuss tonight. Follow not the ways of the heathen. For some strange reason, around this time, the heathens get very stirred up. So stirred up that they would entice, they will bamboozle, they will trick our people into believing in the various governments, and particularly this democratic government, or some will call a republic. They will entice our people to believe in the various governments that our people are captive in. And they would even use our own people to entice one another and say, go out and vote. Go out and make your voice be heard. Go out and be a part of the solution. Because if you vote for a school board election, if you vote for the next sheriff, if you vote for the next commissioner, if you vote for the next mayor, if you vote for the next council, if you vote for the next congressperson and senator, if you vote for the president of the United States, you can change your community. You can change your life. Your life and the various things that are going on in your life are all regulated to a vote. Now ask yourself, do this trick, do this three-card molly, do it make sense to you? Really, ask yourself, are we to choose the ball under the correct card? After we choose the ball under the correct card, are we going to walk away with a pot of gold? Do you think the man that came up with the three-card molly, do you think he will have you play this game because he thought you will win? That you will break him? Somehow you will supersede his trick? No, this know that he know you're not gonna win, and he know his trick will prevail, and these governments know that the very subjects that are subjected to the government, they know they will never, ever have the power to usurp them. You really know it, and Yahweh definitely know it. So why would you engage in something that is false, fake, and full of fallacy? And what am I talking about? The ways of the heathens. During this season, for many Israelites, this season is a holy season. A season where we go before our Creator and humble ourselves. For the scripture says, humility comes before honor. We will go before our Creator, humble ourselves, fast, pray, and ask the Most High to forgive our sins. We will humble ourselves, seek Him. We will ask Him to heal our land. And we will ask Him to forgive us. And then, after that, we will entice one another to sin again and vote. And yes, it is a great sin for our people to participate in these wicked, evil governments, as many of our people do. They just don't know. They are, instead of them, they're thinking they're part of the solution. If I become a policeman, I'm part of the solution. If I become an astronaut, I'm part of the solution. If I become the mayor, I control things, I'm part of the solution. And no, you're not. You will undoubtedly become part of the problem, as all the various political cronies do. And yes, they are cronies. Watch what Yahweh have to say about these people who you think you're electing. In the book of Daniel, the Creator had already told us, follow not the ways of the heathens. But you think that was just a suggestion. You think that was just a wise counsel. But that is the law of Yahweh. I just want you to see something. Because right after our holy season, and you went to Yahweh to ask for forgiveness for your sins, then you will go and sin again. By putting your trust in the government to educate you. Putting your trust in a government to feed you. Putting your trust in a government to teach your children. Putting your trust in a government to house you. And do all the things that they said they would do. And everything they said they would do is inferior, is not worth it, and it is the worst of the worst. When you begin to examine it, the biggest enemy of our people is the government. Now, I know the government don't want you to know that, nor do they want me to say it. but I don't fear nobody but Yahweh. And I'm here to tell you the truth. They are your biggest enemy. And watch what it says in the book of Daniel. And let's see if Yahweh agree with the various people who have aligned themselves with the ways of the heathens. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter, the 23rd verse. This is what Daniel told the king of Babylon, this government, this head, this king, whom if you was living at that time, you would support. But watch what Yahweh said. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with the band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, till 7 times pass over. And Yahweh going to let you know exactly what this means. And that's why I love the Most High, because the scriptures, the word of Yahweh, that's written from Genesis to Malachi, is not like the New Testament. It's not like these other books that you read. Because Yahweh's word is the truth. And because it is the truth, Yahweh don't need no interpreter. Because Yahweh interprets the word himself. He is the one that gives you the understanding. Unlike these other books, they're speaking all kind of parables and dark sayings and allegories, and not Yahweh. And if he do, he tells you what it means. Now watch what this means. This is the interpretation, O king. See what Yahweh do? He interpret this. Not the preacher, not the pastor, but Yahweh. And this is the decree of the Most High. Come upon my master, the king, that they shall drive thee from me. And who? Who going to drive you from me? The Most High. And thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. And they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. And they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven. And 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Now, who is this? And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. In other words, I'm going to keep your kingdom. But you're going to be like a beast and you're going to eat like a beast. After thou shall have known that the heavens do rule. And here it is. You got a bunch of heathens telling you the heavens don't rule. Trump rule. your mayor rule, your council rule, the board rule. Board don't rule nothing. Council don't rule nothing. Mayor don't rule nothing. And if they do rule, they bad rulers. Have you seen the schools in the black community? Have you seen the stores in the black communities? And many of the people I'm talking about are black mayors, black council. Have you seen the government that has been a plague in the black community? Here it is. No other people getting shot down by the police like we are. But yet you want us to vote for a sheriff. You want me to become sheriff. What kind of sense do that make? That's that old saying, if you can't beat them, join them. Why would I want to join a bunch of wicked heathen government ways? The only reason they shooting down black people in the streets is because the government commissions it. Why you think most of the police don't even get charged? They don't get indicted. And the mass majority definitely don't do no time, nor do they lose their job. And it's clear to us who did the voting that our people are being shot down in cold blood. But to the government, it's clear to them that it's okay to shoot you down in cold blood. And Yahweh said these governments don't rule nothing. The king don't rule nothing. You know who rule? The heavens. That's who rule. But you want us to believe we had a power. We had a power to rule by voting. Watch what the scripture says. I want you to see this. Same chapter. The 17th verse. Let's start at the 16th verse. So you can understand this. So you can see the type of heart you have. It says in the 16th verse, let his heart be changed from man's. And let a beast's heart be given unto him. And let seven times pass over him. And what is a beast's heart? A beast's heart act like a beast. They want to eat blood. They kill. And they have no interest in going indoors. They won't stay out. Gnaw on the grass, eat meat, whatever they want to do. And watch what it says. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent. In other words, it is intended for what it's about to say, to the intent that the living may know. And you really don't want to know this. Bamboozled, you've been tricked, you've been lied to, you a snow job has been played on you, and you don't even see it. And you just got finished going to Yahweh about your sins. And here it is, you're going back sinning. This is what the living must know. And watch what it says. To the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. Yahweh rules. and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the lowest, the basest, the foulest of men. These men are low. You don't see who the president is? I know they all got on suits and ties, but these are low people. People with honor wouldn't even participate in this stuff. They low because they don't have no knowledge. Yahweh got them low. Let me show you what Job called them. But this is the thing. Why you entice others to do something that Yahweh is ruling anyway? If Yahweh wanted us to vote, he would have told us to vote. If that's how we were to get compassion, if this is how we were to get self-respect, if this is how we were to get high and better communities and education in this country and all the other various governments our people find themselves in, would not Yahweh have said that? According to the scriptures, Yahweh said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants the prophets. Yahweh know everything. He know every government. And the word vote never came out of Yahweh's mouth. Never. Ever. But what did come out of Yahweh's mouth is this in the book of Job. And you'll find this in the book of Job, the 9th chapter. Here it is. The scriptures say the heavens rule, and it says the Most High rule in the kingdom of men. Now, did Yahweh lie? And if Yahweh didn't lie, and he told the truth, then that means those who will have you to vote, they the lie. And they the ones not telling you the truth. Because they telling you that you have power to change your outcome. And the only one that has the power to change any outcome is Yahweh. Watch what the scripture says. In the book of Job, the 9th chapter, this is what it says. And we're going to get right to it. The 24th verse. It says, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. Now, y'all don't agree with that? That the earth is given into the hand of the wicked? Let's examine that for a second. If that is true, then why would you confederate yourself with the wicked? If truly the earth is given into the hands of the wicked, what is this confederation? As a matter of fact, everybody to tell you to vote, they said, well, I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. You'll never hear them say, well, I'm just going to vote for the best candidate, the best one. But they know these people are wicked, and so they said, well, I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. I've never heard anybody say, and I've been over on this earth over 50 years, man, I'm going to vote for the best candidate. Because they know these people are wicked. They know this government is wicked. And the question is, why don't you know it? And why, after the Day of Atonement, after this holy season, you will go and defile yourself in sin against the one that ruleth in the kingdom of men? Who is that? The Most High. Who rule? The heavens. Do you rule? No. Do the mayor rule? No. Do the president rule? No. Just because things are prospering in his hand, let me show you what Yahweh said so you can understand he ain't ruling nothing. But to finish this out, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covered the faces of the judges thereof. If he's not doing that, where and who is he? Who is he? Who's doing this? Who got all this mess and madness going on? The wicked do. But they not giving it into their hand, but they not ruling independently of the Most High. This is what I'm trying to get to through and teach wisdom to the wise. The wicked and the foolish, they're not going to understand this anyway. You got a lot of sensitive people out there say, Bo Reyes Shai, he's not teaching a subject. He's teaching against people. Why are you so sensitive? If you with the wicked, then be with the wicked. And if you the wise, then you understand what I'm saying. That's all. And watch what Yahweh said, so you can understand Yahweh, the Most High, is the one that rules in the kingdom of men. Ain't nothing going down without Yah. Watch what he said in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. Here it is, right after our holy season. This is what we hear about. Go out and vote. Go out and register to vote. Every 2 to 4 years we hear, this is the most important thing you can do right now. This is more important than any other election. This election will change everything. And every 2 to 4 years, let me tell you what's changed. Nothing. And if you do see changes, they generally are worse, not better. Not better at all. And don't let them come with some little petty changes that might change. In other words, the first black sheriff, the first black mayor, the first black council person. We had all that. And what has it yielded? Our communities. A bunch of rich people that have sent their kids to good schools, not the schools in our communities, not schools where they was raised up at, but they sent them to better schools, schools that the mass majority of the blacks couldn't even afford. That's what they did with their kids. Yeah, all the various people, that's all the athletes and the entertainers and stuff, they didn't stay in the communities that they was raised up in. The mayors and the councilmen that they so-called voted for, they moved out of those communities and got into communities that has fence around the yards and gates and locks. Stuff that's half a mile away from the door or a mile away from the door. with security and cameras. That's the type of communities they live in. And you know who helped them get to those communities? Think about that. The same communities you vote in is some of the same communities you don't even want to live in. You don't even want to be there. And if you won the lottery, you'll be out of there. Amos, the third chapter. Won't you elect somebody and make your community better? But as soon as you get a chance to get out, you out. Well, I thought voting's supposed to help that. I thought voting's supposed to help the streets in your community. I thought voting's supposed to help the schools in your community. I thought voting's supposed to help all the businesses in your communities. Why are you trying to run out of them? Trying to get me to vote. Pass some gun laws. Trying to buy some guns back. Just so they can be circulated. As soon as you buy them back, give them to the government circulate them right back in our communities. And it's a never-ending cycle. Amos, the third chapter, and watch what it says. Who do you think Satan used as an instrument of destruction? The very cities, the very states, the very counties that you live in. Watch what it says. The sixth verse. Shall a trumpet be blown in a city and the people not be afraid? Man, start blowing a horn and see what happened. This loud noise going out, warning the people. Yeah, they're going to be afraid. Because that is a sign of danger coming. And watch the danger. Watch what it says. Shall there be evil in a city? And Yahweh have not done it? And you don't see the cities that we live in? You don't see the rampant evil in these cities? Look at the city of Chicago. Look at the city of Cincinnati. Look at the city of Los Angeles. Look at the city of Detroit. The city of Flint, Michigan. In Detroit, Michigan. Man, I can go on and on about these cities. And it's rampant evil in these cities. Who do you think brought these evils? And who is ruling and governing over the very evil that's being played with these cities? You're your mayor, your councilman, your senator, your governor that Yahweh put in there. And what are they doing about the evil? Nothing. And you know why? Because this evil is only happening to you. It's not happening to their sons and daughters. Their sons and daughters are doing well. They're doing good. They're prospering. But the sons and daughters that are not prospering, the ones that's getting rounded up and locked up and put in jail just because they didn't pay child support? What kind of crime is child support? Now think about that. We got generations of fathers in jail right now. Can't see their kids. Can't raise their kids. Can't help at all because the government said they didn't pay child support. So now they locked up in jail where they can't pay child support. Now think about that. They couldn't pay child support when they was on the streets. So you locked them up where they definitely can't pay child support. Is there any evil in the city? And Yahweh have not done it. No, it is not. And why? Because it is Yahweh who ruleth in the kingdom of men. And he set over them whomsoever he will. And he set up the basis, the lowest of men. But you think you doing this because you think you had a power. And the scripture says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And since you think you had a power, let me show you what Yahweh said he was going to do in the book of Deuteronomy 32. And then you will go around. It ain't a sin. And they're right. It's not just a sin. It is a great sin. A great sin. To set up someone else to rule over your daily life other than Yahweh himself. Watch what the Creator said in the book of Deuteronomy 32. And I'm going to start reading. Get right to it. The 35th verse. Let me start at the 26th verse. So you can understand what this whole thing is saying. I said I will scatter them into corners. Speaking of our people, I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, and lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high. And Yahweh have not done all this. And this is what our own people are saying. Yahweh ain't responsible for all the stuff that's going on in our community, and all the drugs sold on our street corners, and all the liquor stores on the streets, and all the killings in schools and all the inferior education our kids getting. Now, who is then? Who is? Who's responsible for that? Who brought the evil that has plagued these cities? For they are a nation void of counsel. Neither is they there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this. And this is our message to you. This is what Yahweh wants you to understand, and this is what we're telling you. You need to understand that they will consider their latter end. And that's something that nobody want to consider. They don't want to consider the end, and the end is coming. The end is almost here, but you're not considering it. You'd rather vote. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock has sold them and Yahweh has shut them up? In other words, voting was not the reason why you're in a pitiful condition that you're in. That didn't put you in this situation. not having the right to vote? What put you in this situation is Yahweh, because of your sins, and you still sinning this day, even after our holy season. For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine, the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah, their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter, their wine is the poison of dragons, and the cruel venom of ass. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. In other words, Yahweh said, I know what these enemies are doing. I know what the wicked is doing. So vengeance belongs to him. But here it is, since you got the wicked mind and say, I can't beat them, so let me join them. That's a trick. That's deceit. You're being bamboozled. For Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there's none shut up or left. And he shall say, well, where are their idols that and their rock, in whom they trusted? In other words, they're not just trusting in these false idols like JC and other idols of these religions, but the government itself have become a rock unto our people. And the Almighty is letting you know right now, your power going to be gone. You don't have no power anyway. None at all. But you think you do. So Yahweh is going to take your thoughts, what you think, away. So you won't even think it. And your power will be gone. And why? Because Yahweh never intended for you to follow the ways of the heathen. As a matter of fact, he exactly said that in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. Turn there. In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, the very first verse, hear ye the word of Yahweh. Speak it unto you, O house of Israel. Thus says Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. And Yahweh don't want you to learn their ways, because their ways contradict his ways. Yahweh would never have you vote in his government. So why would Yahweh have you to vote in another man's government? Yahweh wouldn't have you elect the basest and the lowest of man. So why would Yahweh have you to elect the lowest and the basest of another people? Why would he do that? This is not how you run the government of Yahweh. So why would you participate in the government, not of your friends, not of your allies, not of your confederacy, but your enemies? It makes no sense at all. Zero. It is against the law. Because Yahweh sent his prophets to let us know not to follow the ways of the heathens. Not only that, it's the law of wisdom. Watch what wisdom tells us in the book of Proverbs. Even if you didn't believe nothing but wisdom, you would know to participate in this fallacy is not even wise. There's no wisdom in it at all. And watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, the 31st verse. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. How many of his ways? None. And there is no greater oppressor to the black man and the black woman more than this government. The county, the city, the state, all the government municipalities, they all, the justice centers, where there's no justice, the education system, where there's no education. You look at all these industries, the food industry, there's not one righteous industry that has aided our people. Not one. The only thing that can aid you is the only thing that has aided you, and that's the Most High. But you want to throw the Most High behind your back. You want to throw the Most High over the river. You want to cast him in the sea. You want to flush him down the toilet so you can show your power. Power in the vote. And then you're going to wear that sticker proudly that you voted. And then you're going to act like it's not a sin. Well, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to warn you. It is a sin. It is a great sin. Who will envy their oppressor? And then begin, they call this the Patty Hearst syndrome, where woman was taken captive, put in captivity by her oppressor. And she was there so long, she just became just like her oppressor. Robbing banks, stealing, killing, she just became one of them. Can't beat them? Join them. And this is what our people want you to do. They want you because they've been tricked. They've been lied to and bamboozled. And the scripture, the simple, believe it every word. Since they've been tricked, so now they want you to be tricked. And I'm here to tell you, all voting is a three-card molly. It's never, and it was never, ever meant for you to win. Never. And you know how I know that? Because you never won. All you got to do is tell us the city. Tell us the state. Show us the government where blacks have won. As a matter of fact, there were some cities that blacks was doing very well. And you know what? These blacks couldn't even vote. They couldn't even vote at all. But they were doing well. Like Black Wall Street in Wilmington, North Carolina. Like the Black Wall Street in Atlanta, Georgia, on Auburn Street. Like the Black Wall Street of Tulsa, Oklahoma. We had all kind of cities where blacks economically began to rise even above their oppressors. And where are those cities today? As a matter of fact, where are the descendants of these cities? Nowhere to be found. Now look at Wilmington, North Carolina. Now look at Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now look at Auburn Street. Only thing you're going to find on Auburn Street in Atlanta, Georgia, is a bunch of strippers, night crawlers. So even the economic successes of blacks in America, in this government, don't win at all, because it's only for a time in the season, and you're going to see what the government will do. In all these cities, except for Atlanta, it was the government. It was still the government. It was the government that brought these black economic powers down. It was these governments. But now these governments telling you, oh, you can participate in us now. You can vote. You can make your voice be heard. And you should make your voice be heard. And let them know that we're here to tell you it's a sham. That's what you need to be saying. That's what you need to be letting them hear. That this is a sham. Three-card Molly. And I refuse to participate in this because I know it's set up for me to lose and never to win. And the little that I win is only meant for others to lose greatly. But what type of government do Yahweh have? Well, let me show you. Let me show you the government that Yahweh has not only proposed, but prophesied. And this government, there's no voting. There's no voting at all. There's only one guy to say on this government. It's not me. It's not you. It's Yahweh. And look what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the 6th verse. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Pele, which means wonderful. Esau, which means counselor. The mighty Elohim. The everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment, with justice, from henceforth even forever. And the zeal of Yahweh of hosts will perform this. Who's going to perform it? Yahweh. Because Yahweh ruleth in all governments. The heavens rule, set up by the heavens. And who in the heavens rule? The Most High. And he said he put this David here to order it. Here it is. We've been talking about the order of Yahweh. In other words, to everything, it's got to be order. Because if there's no order, then it's out of order. And who's been teaching you order? And how everything has an order. This is the type of government that Yahweh is interested in. Other governments, let me show you what Yahweh said will happen to them. In the book of Daniel, going back to Daniel. Yeah, the governments that you're voting in, the governments that you have aligned yourself with, the governments that you have confederated yourself with, this is what Yahweh said will happen to them. And because you are aligned with them, confederated with them, what do you think will be your demise? We know theirs. What will be yours? And watch what it says in the book. Daniel, the 7th chapter. And watch what it says. Show you Yahweh's government first. The 13th verse. Daniel the 7th chapter. The 13th verse. I saw in the night visions. And behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory, and a kingdom. Because what you think a kingdom is, a government, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. That's Yahweh's government. Now let me show you the government that you have aligned yourself with, that you are confederate with. And you'll read this, starting at the 23rd verse. And watch what it says. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth. And we're in the fourth kingdom, brothers and sisters, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth, shall tread it down, break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after him. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Yeah, that's what this government, this kingdom will do. And think to change times and laws. Then you see them put drunk, womanizer on the Supreme Court. You don't think the law's going to change? Oh, they're going to change. They shall be given into his hand until a time and times and a dividing of time. But watch this 26th verse. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion. Speaking about this wicked government, this fourth beast. And they shall take away his dominion, his authority, his rulership, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. In other words, what Yahweh has prophesied about these governments is destruction. That's what he prophesied. And here it is. You want to confederate with the wicked, who Yahweh has said he's going to destroy, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Now, if Yahweh going to give you a kingdom, why would you have to allow yourself to be bamboozled by some fake kingdom, wicked kingdom, false kingdom? Kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Like to me, you don't even want to be the head. You like being the tail. And that's what you are when you go and confederate yourself and align yourself by voting. Yes, you're the tail and not the head. If you want to do something, if you just got to do something in these cities so your voice can be heard, then why don't you do what Yahweh said you should do when you go into captivity? And let me show you this in a book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. This is what Yahweh said to do. And let me tell you what you ain't going to see. You're not going to see nothing about voting. In the book of Jeremiah 29, and watch what it says in the fourth verse. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I've caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Watch what Yahweh says. Very first thing he told us in the fifth verse, build ye houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters. And take your wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city without causing you to be carried away captives. And how do you do that? How do you seek the peace of the city? You don't go out like our people killing one another. You don't go out stealing and robbing from one another. You don't go out carjacking and robbing people and just acting evil. That's how you seek the peace in the city. You don't go out and murder. You don't sell drugs to your people. These are the things you don't do. And why don't you do them? Because you're seeking a peace. And if you're seeking a peace, you'll never need a police officer in your community.
Why?
Because y'all don't steal in there anyway. Y'all don't murder nobody. Y'all don't rob nobody. You don't take advantage of the elderly. You don't abandon your kids. I need the police. We seek the peace of the city. You don't seek the peace of a city by voting. By voting for people talking about they going to arm teachers and put guns on teachers. So when your little child start acting up because he probably didn't eat or he might have been on medicine, and they can go in their drawer and they can go in their cabinet, unlock the box and shoot his brains out, and it be justified homicide like it always is. Is that who you trying to elect? People to kill our kids while they in school? You don't go to school to get shot and murdered. You go to school to learn. What you need a gun for to go to school to learn? Them guns won't be used on no intruder. These guns will be used on your kids. You don't know that? You going to fall for that trick? No, you seek the peace of the city by keeping the laws of the Most High. Furthermore, and seek the peace of the city, whether I've caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto Yahweh for it. Won't you start praying instead of voting? For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. You're not going to have no peace by voting. If you'd have had peace by voting, we'd have been had peace. This is a great sin. This is a great evil. Watch what Yahweh says in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 30th chapter. This is not a system that have aided our people. And out of all the people that should know that, it should be Israel. But no, it's not. And watch what Isaiah, the 30th chapter, says. The very first verse. Woe to the rebellious children, says Yahweh, that take counsel. But not of me. And that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. And that's all you're doing. Adding sin to sin. And you say it ain't a sin. The walk to go down in Egypt in bondage, in captivity, because that's what Egypt means. It means bondage. It means captivity. And have not asked of my counsel, my mouth. Just telling you to go out and do things and ain't so yah about it at all. To strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. You're not trusting in Yahweh. You're trusting in the government. Therefore, shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. And here it is. All these people went out and voted. And Trump still won. We had all these people going out here protesting against the Supreme Court justice. And guess what happened? This filthy drunk still was put in and elected and put on the Supreme Court for life. And he's a drunk. And no matter how much marching, how many women hit the streets and complained and protested, you know what it changed? Nothing. Nothing at all. And you think there's going to be some wholesale changes in November. November the 8th. When everybody go to the ballot box. And let me tell you what's going to happen. Yahweh once again will have his way. And what you think you're going to win, you're going to lose. What you think you're going to make better, it's going to be worse. Because you should have put your trust in Yahweh. But since you put your trust in the shadow of Egypt, will be your shame. Egypt will be your confusion. And why? Why is this so? Watch what the 8th verse says. Now go, write it before them in a table, note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahweh. We say to the seer, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. They don't want to hear right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. And that's what's happening. So what you really want to hear, you want me to get up here and say, please, yeah, go vote. Make your voice be on high. Go vote. Your vote count. Your vote matter. If all of us just voted, we will become a free and independent people. We will change our communities. If we fill out the census papers, we're going to get a lot of money in our communities. Who are we deceiving? This is deceit. This is a lie. We never got money in our community until this day. And voting has not raised not one community in America. Not one in the black community. And this is what they really want in the 11th verse. Get you out of the way. Turn us out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. And that's what they really want. They want to steal your soul, and they want to take Yahweh away from you. And they want you to believe that you can free yourself. You can be an independent agent of change. Yourself, you can be empowered yourself. Just vote and watch and see how our communities will change and be much better. Brothers and sisters, the scripture says the simple believe in every word, but the wise search out the matter. How long will you allow yourself to be bamboozled and to be tricked and to be lied to and to be misled. Things have never helped our people. They have never helped our communities. All they have helped is the very few, because that's all is meant to help, is the very few. What Yahweh wants you to know is this, in the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. And this is what the wicked don't want you to know. The 5th verse, then Yahweh, with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. That's what Yahweh wants you to do. Yahweh wants you to be committed to him. Yahweh wants you to trust him. Yahweh wants you to delight in him. Yahweh wants you to rest in him. Yahweh wants you to wait for him. Yahweh wants you to be patient in him. And let me show you that in Psalms 37. And watch what it says. The very first verse. Fret not thyself, Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in Yahweh and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So you hear Yahweh said, trust in him and do good. Watch this. Delight thyself in also in Yahweh, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Then why you got to vote? If all you got to do is delight yourself in Yahweh. Commit thy way unto Yahweh. Also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And why you got to vote? If all you got to do is commit yourself to Yahweh. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as light, and thy judgment as noonday. Rest in Yahweh. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth the wicked devices to pass. Just rest in Yah, patiently for him. And this 8th verse is very beautiful, because I know these governments, it says oppression, and our people are oppressed. And their biggest oppressor are the governments today. And the scriptures say oppression even makes a wise man mad. But this is what Yahweh wants you to know in the 8th verse. Cease from anger. Here it is. Our people, only they get all angry. And they got anger all in them. And this anger is no good at all. As a matter of fact, a lot of the anger is straight out wicked. And Yahweh is telling you to cease from anger and forsake wrath. It is, some of our people get so mad they want to kill. Yahweh said, forsake that, man. That's some cold-blooded madness. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And didn't I tell you that was evil? All this anger, all this wrath is evil. And you have to learn to control yourself. But you will. And you can. If you trust in Yahweh. And when you can't, it's only because you don't trust in Yahweh. In the book of Isaiah 26, watch what Yahweh says. Isaiah 26. In the book of Isaiah 26, this is what it says. The third verse. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. What kind of peace? Perfect. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Why, Yahweh? Because he trusted in thee. Trust in Yahweh. Don't trust these governments. Keep your sanity. Your sanity is your sanctification. And your sanctification is to Yahweh and not to these governments. So you can vote. But make no mistake about it. It is a sin. Until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. And so do I. Shalom.
I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.